Hey everybody, welcome to Central in Janesville, the sermon podcast for the Janesville campus of Central Christian Church. Today we've got a short devotional podcast to go along with our regular Sunday sermon podcasts. This is your campus pastor, Kellen Anderson. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me for today's devotional. Today we're going to talk about a guy in the Bible who married really poorly. His name is Ahab. Now, Ahab himself wasn't the greatest of guys. He was actually one of the kings of Israel. And the Bible says that he took over for his dad, a guy named Jeroboam, who himself did more evil than all the kings before him. Unfortunately, Ahab made it even worse on himself and his decision-making capabilities by essentially marrying a crazy woman named Jezebel. Jezebel is so bad, actually, that the book of Revelation mentions her as an example of someone who completely rejects God and leads other people towards that same rejection. Now, Jezebel was awful. She followed the idol Baal like her own father had done, but Ahab still wanted to make this woman happy. Guys sometimes will do anything to try to please the woman of their affection. Ahab was no different. I've gone up, and even though I'm terrified of heights, I went hang gliding 3,000 feet up in the air because my wife did it before me. I went to a stamping party to make a Valentine's Day card for my wife when she was still just my fiance. We will do crazy things to please women. And that's what Ahab does in this story. In order to please his new bride, the first thing that Ahab did was he built a temple and an altar to this idol Baal to please Jezebel. And this further promoted his nation, Israel, to sin against God. Now, God got pretty fed up with all this idol worship, and so he sent a prophet named Elijah to give a message to Ahab. And the message was this, 1 Kings 17. As surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, the God whom I worship and serve, there will be no dew or rain during the next few years unless I give the word. After this, Elijah went away, and the king tried to find him for over 3 years, during which there was an extreme drought that overtook the land. Needless to say, King Ahab was not happy with Elijah. Somewhere in this time, Jezebel actually tried to execute a vicious and evil plot. She tried to kill all the Lord's prophets in the entire country. Thankfully, one prophet named Obadiah was able to rescue 100 of them by putting them in 2 different caves, 50 in each cave, and he would bring them food and water. Elijah finally presents himself one day after these 3 years to Obadiah, and he tells him to go and tell Ahab that he's going to come and meet him. And Obadiah doesn't want to do it, but he does after Elijah reassures him that it's going to go okay. Elijah tells the king the following: "You and your family are the troublemakers, for you have refused to obey the commands of the Lord and have worshipped the images of Baal instead. Now bring all the people of Israel to Mount Carmel, and with all the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who are supported by Jezebel." See, Jezebel actually supported financially these other prophets of these other gods. Elijah goes on to challenge these prophets to a duel of sorts. He says, "You pray to your gods to send down fire on this wood, and I'll pray to mine, and we'll see which god is real." He actually mocks them as they try dancing and crying out to their supposed gods. And then he fills the pit with wood and water and fire, and as he prays to God, everything gets burned up. Elijah then orders that all of these false prophets be killed. And he then also prayed for rain to come, and it came. And of course, Jezebel was absolutely horrified and angered that Elijah would destroy all her prophets. So she sends this message to Elijah. She says, "May the gods also kill me if by this time tomorrow I have failed to take your life like those whom you killed." Jezebel was one of the most wicked women probably to ever walk the face of the earth. And I can think of some wicked people, and like Jezebel, they usually have two things in common. Wicked people typically reject God and most everything that is good. And also, they eventually end up in despair and alone. See, being too close to people who have rejected God outright, it can be a dangerous thing for us. You look at Ahab, and Jezebel led him to do things worse than he was already doing. There is a lesson here. Find people to be close to who make you better. Now, don't get me wrong. Befriend everybody. Love everybody. But be wise with who you connect with on the deepest levels. Another thing I think we see in this story is rejecting God outright, it will not have a good outcome for you in the end. Jezebel was decimated, literally. She ended up dying. And you're going to be decimated in your own life, even if Everything else seems to be going off. And if you're rejecting God, in the end, it's not going to be good for any of us. Are you rejecting God in any way, in any area of your life? Maybe a relationship has caused you to pull away from God. Maybe other commitments have caused you to pull away from your commitment to God. Or maybe you're just flat out saying no to God. And I wonder, what is it today that maybe where you need to make God a first priority again in your life? We see in the life of Ahab, he walked away from God partly because Jezebel pulled him away. What are those things that are maybe pulling you away from your relationship with God today? Let's talk to God about that. Lord, we thank you so much that you love us and that you care for us. And even in those moments where we sometimes aren't making you the first priority, we know that you care. But God, right now, I ask that you would give us understanding in our hearts and minds about any area of our lives that we're maybe allowing ourselves to be pulled away. Maybe there's a relationship or there's a commitment to something else that is pulling us away from our commitment to you. God, help us not to let us be led astray by anything. We want to be close to you. Draw us into closeness with you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, everybody. Hope you guys have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast from Central in Janesville. Be sure to subscribe to the Central in Janesville podcast to keep up to date with each of our teachings. Thanks.